EA's 2011 E3 press conference just ended. They just showed off a huge demo, gameplay demo for Battlefield 3. Pretty lengthy. Deserts, tanks, tanks shooting other tanks, explosions. No first-person, no actual like first-person gunplay, but lots of tanks. It looked really good. Frostbite 2 engine is amazing. They announced it for October 25th, 2011, I believe. I'm not sure. This is kind of getting crazy here. But I believe it. I know it's before Modern Warfare, which is in November. So that looked very good. They're even including a battle log, I guess. It's kind of like a the Call of Duty Elite service, where it's going to have social stuff in it, social integration, stats, and it's completely free. You don't have to pay monthly or anything. So that looks amazing. Mass Effect 3, they showed a level off of that with Shepard fighting off a huge Reaper, huge mechanical Reaper on Earth. He was kind of like on a turret, shooting at it and everything. It looked really good. They didn't show any of the voice recognition stuff like they did in the E3 stuff, but, or sorry, the Microsoft stuff, but it looks, I mean, it's Mass Effect 3. It looks great. And new reboot for SSX, bringing SSX back. There's tons of snowboarding. They didn't show much. I mean, some people, there's like three like new modes, Trick It, Survive It, and I don't know what the other one is off the top of my head, sorry, but basically, it's like different ways of playing. You know, one, you'll be racing away from an avalanche, and you'll have to grab onto like a helicopter or something like that. So they kind of showed a little bit of that. Insomniac showed off their new game. Their new game is going to be called, I don't remember the name of it at the moment. Basically, regardless of the name, I don't think the name's that important. It's kind of like a Team Fortress 2 mixed with kind of an Incredibles thing. It's like this kind of team of these kind of, I don't know if they're like mercenaries or something, but they're all kind of like got these different personalities, and they're, you know, fighting to, I don't know, kill these kind of henchmen guys, and it looks pretty cool. Looks kind of funny. Looks a little weird, especially for Insomniac, but I mean, Insomniac's a little weird themselves, I guess. Showed Need for Speed, The Run. Need for Speed, The Run has, basically, it looked just like regular Need for Speed driving and stuff like that and racing, but you could actually, like, sometimes you get hit by, like, a car, and you'll, like, get taken out of the car on foot, and it'll be basically just, like, a QTE, a quick time event with, like, you know, pressing triangle to, jamming on triangle to run. It didn't look that good, actually, honestly. It looked like just, like, a break from racing. So that's that. Kingdom of Amalur Reckoning, that's 38 Studios' new game. I think the previews that came out last week are more telling from the trailer. The trailer is just kind of, like, a little, like, overrun of the environments. That's really something you should see. It's kind of hard to explain. It kind of looks like World of Warcraft in a lot of ways, but it looks good. It doesn't look bad. They showed off Madden 12, FIFA Soccer 12. I mean, that's kind of the stuff. They're just adding more, you know, like roster updates and better like integration with, like, I guess, social stuff. The Sims, social, more social integration, so you can, like, update your Facebook and stuff through it, play with your friends on that. Nothing too big there. Another Star Wars, The Old Republic trailer. It was just a CG trailer, so we didn't see any gameplay. I mean, you can go watch it at Star Wars. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. I think that's pretty much it. There's not really much else exciting. I did forget to mention Modern Warfare 3 was at the beginning of the last press conference for Microsoft. Didn't mention that in the last audio thing. It's Modern Warfare 3. I mean, I don't know. We'll probably go watch that trailer. It's not that. I mean, it's underwater. It's kind of like you got a whole team underwater and you're getting on like a tanker and stuff like that. I don't know. It didn't look that exciting. But anyway, that was EA's press conference. Now, next is Ubisoft's. So, see you then.